I want to dedicate this. My wife's aunt's really not doing well, so dedicate it for the Refuah Shleima of Rivka Chana Bat Zipporah. She should have a Refuah Shleima. All right. So we're in Parshas Sifsei Chayim, Parshas Parah. And if you have it there, you see it, Kuf Samach Tet. You got it? All right. So here we go. So let's go. So it says like this: B'Shavas Hashlishis, on the third week, the third, really the 4 weeks. So the third one of the Dal Parashios, Meira Os Hei Ilah Shel Hashem Havoyah Baruch Hu, Haromezet L'Sfirat Bina. So now we're gonna address the upper hay. So it goes Yud Hey and then above hay. So we're already at the hay that's next to the Yud. That's the higher, the upper hay, which is a hint to the sphere of Bina. So now the Vav is Teferis. It also represents the lower seven, or the connection, the six of the seven. And then now we're up into the Chachma Bina Das realm of the higher Mochin. Okay? So now, the Karin Va, Parshas Parah. So on this weekend, on this Shabbos, we read Parshas Parah. Mishum, Shebechet HaEgel, Paglu B'nei Yisrael B'machshava. So it's interesting. He says here that the thing that we did wrong at the Egel was that we damaged the element of machshava, of thought, as opposed to dibur ha'maisa, which he says is attributed really to the Erev Rav, because b'dibur ha'maisa lo chatu raka Erev Rav. So the action itself of the Egel was done by this group called Erev Rav, but the rest of Klal Yisrael were guilty because of a passive agreement, let's just say, but the idea of machshava in thought, v'lachein tavo imo, and therefore we still have to address that issue. So the mother will come, v'tikaneach, will clean it up. She'yir haras hamochin, emoila shehi sfirah bina bechinas neshama. So therefore, the idea of aim here, what we're talking about is the idea of bina, which we'll see in a second when we look at the notes here. So that's the idea of the mochin, again, of the thought in the upper, sphere of thought, of awareness. So that's called Emi La, Sfiras Bina, Bechinas Neshama. So let's look at the footnote base. Bechinas Neshama, Bishabis, Shkalim Haya Hatikun. So in the first week, the Parashas Shkalim, that was the Bechinas Nefesh, Malchus, Sfiras Malchus. Shabbos Zachar is the tikkun of Bechinas Ruach, which is Sfiras Teferis, Hakol Kol Hashisha Kitzvos Chagas Nehi. Right, so that was addressing the six Chesed, Chesed Gura Teferis Netzachod Yisod. V'atah Shabbos Para Metaknin Bechinas Neshama, which is Sfiras Bina. V'nishmas Shakai Tevinam Shebechinas Neshama Ba'ami Bina. Okay, so we have to see what this means. What exactly does it mean that we're talking about, we're addressing Bina? Okay? So, now, so the idea of Para is addressing Bina. The Ha'inyan, who back in the middle, ki biyamim sha'avru aleinu letova, Shabbos Zachar. So when we went through Shabbos Zachar and Purim, asaknu b'mechias amalek, we addressed and we were busy with the idea of blotting out Amalek, the bitul kochos hara v'atuma, and the idea of nullifying the powers of evil and tuma, associated v'aklalhu shamisavik in menuvel mitnavel. So the idea is that when you're involved with someone that's disgusting, you end up being affected mitnavel. So from our involvement in the whole masa of Amalek, Purim, and Zecher Amalek, Machias Amalek, we ended up being impacted. So therefore, v'ikar shoresh ha-tahara hi b'bina. So when you want to talk about the tahara, it has to be addressed in the realm of bina, which is called ema ilah, hanikris ema ilah, ke'am ramzal, tavo ima v'tekaneach ki adua. Right? This idea that the mother is going to come. So it's funny, like when you look at it on the basic level, pshat, like when they say that the paraduma is the mother that's going to address the child, the egel. So here he's saying it's on a much higher level. This idea of the para is the aim, is that we're going into a higher realm to address the issues that need to be addressed. Now, look at the side note here. Parahu, Tara Sancha Yisrael. Kimavur b'tamid Yerushalmi. Yamar Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina b'dinhu. Shetakdim achodesh l'parah. Shebachodesh she'echa b'nisan. Hu kama mishkan b'sheni nisrafa ha'parah. So really, order-wise, what should have come first is achodesh, which is the idea of hakamas ha'mishkan, and then come follow that up with parah. The reason we do it the way we do it is we put para first, is because we need to attain a level of tahara here. So that has to precede that of hakodesh. Now, continuing the footnote here on the top. So now in explaining the progression of the parashios, in, after the destruction of or wiping out of Amalek, Hagam ki nimcha shmo shel Amalek min haolam im kol zeh adayin tzarich tahara. So even though, let's say, we were successful in wiping out Amalek, we still need to have a tahara v'zichuch v'nichtzuch b'chol malkam asher matza yidei achizatov. We now need to go through a cleansing and a cleaning anywhere that they had some kind of, they touched us at all. L'armeza, Anu Karin Acharkach Parshas Parashahi Romezes Ala Tahara. So that's why Tahara, the idea of the need for Tahara and Parshas Para comes after our involvement. Vaz Keshe Yizdakech, Vitar, Vitzuch Tzach, Hakol, Keroi, Az Take Care from Yatia Hagula, Bimher Vyamenu Amen. So, right, so that's why we need to go through this Tahara in order to get to the redemption. Now, Ubitaras Emes. So now, let's call it for what it is, right? We're going to be going through this Tahara. It's where we're addressing the issue of Tumas Meis. So we need to get now the idea of like being revived with the Achias anew. So now, we need Tahara after being involved with Amalek, like it says in the Oiv Yisrael, Meharav HaKadosh Mi Mezbiz, Shela Achar Mechias Amalek Nitzrach HaTahara, Kimizeh Shemitabek Im HaHefuch. Right, so now we were involved with the opposite side. Hagam Sheminatzcho Mechnio, even if we were victorious, Im Kozeh Nidbak Eza Shemet, Lezeh Tzrichim Nitar B'Parshas Parachapur. Right, so the same idea. And we've gone through this process. We need to get a cleansing. Okay. So look at this next note. Shorash Atarihi Bisviros Bina. So what is this idea of? Now, just to summarize what we're going to be addressing here is that Bina is the place that is associated with tshuva. So let's see what he says here. Yadua Misvar Maktoshim Dechol Tahara V'Rachitzahu BeBchinas Bina Davka. Any type of tahara, of purifying, of cleansing, of cleaning, is going to be in the realm of Bina, specifically. She bechinas ema, because this is the mother, the aspect of mother. So like this idea, im rochatz Hashem tzoas v'chule. Im is really milashon aim. Milashon aim. Hakavana al ema ilah. So it's the mother from the upper realm. Al derech im yiyahayovel dahenu bina. Right, so v'rumes b'diri Rav Moshe hadarshim b'tam mitzas paraduma tavo imo v'tikaneach. So this whole idea that we keep on seeing this chazal that the mother's going to come, it's because it's coming from this realm of aim. Okay, so we have to of bina. Okay, so now it says in the Tavlev kasav shebekoch midas bina yatzu yisrael mitzrayim midei tuma lidei tahara. So the aspect of, in the power of Bina, we were able to go out of its rhyme and leave that Tumah behind. Like it says, Ashrechem Yisrael ifnei mi atem etara. So who, like in front of who? Now this mi is the idea of Bina. Yam ha'elyon, the ocean above, mitara eschem. Okay, so now, what is this talk? It's still, we haven't gotten to like the punchline. So now, Biyar Ha'inyan. Hasheva Sfiras HaTachtonos Nikram Almin De Itgalyan. Right? So the lower realm, the lower spheres of Chesed Vortferes, Netzach Hod, Yisod Malchus. So those lower seven are considered to be the revealed world. And they have renewed mazim be'evrei hadam hachitzonim, and they're like hinted to the outer limbs of a person. The gimel siras ha'alyonos keser chachma and bina are called the am de lo iskalyon. Those are the hidden worlds. Venir mazim be'hamoach shebetoch berosh. Right. So that's already in the realm of the mind. It's the hidden. It's that which is internal. So when it comes to the external forces, they can only really impact the seven midos that are exposed. Okay. But when it comes to the mochin, to the upper, to the, that already is something that's concealed. So the externals cannot reach there, and that's why from there we find the roots of tahara, of being able to cleanse. Now, so kavanas hamikva lachsor le'im habanim. So the idea of the mikvah is to be able to help bring us back, lachsor le'im habanim. V'zehu gam kavanas ha'tvila b'mikvah. So this is kind of the idea. What do we have in mind when we go to the mikvah? She'i pulas ha'tahara ha'yechidis she'yesh lanu b'galusim. This is the only thing that we have available to us. Really, well, we're going to see later that there's something else that we can use, which I think is something very important. So here he's saying here, this act of, right, of going to tvila of mikvah, is that this is an act that we have available to us. So we don't have the efer para. We don't have the ash of the para or the mechata. Sha'adam mevatel atzmo umachzir atzmo l'mekoro k'mo shayakodem shenolad. Because when a person goes into the mikvah, right, he's able to go back to his origins, so to speak. He's going back into the womb, right? V'nasi keberi chadasha. So when you come out of the mikvah, you're becoming like a new being. V'hakavana she. So now we're getting to this idea of what's the story about Aim? Aim Abanim. It's like you're going back to that original place. So you go into a place that's removed from any type of negative influences. Nitaher mitum aso ki shamhu makora tahara, because that's like the place. That's the place of where we can get tahara. Okay, so now still like missing a piece of this. Okay, we're going to see later on. He explains this idea of like certain things that were customary. The first people go to a tzaddik during this time. And they were dafka on the Shabbos of Parshas Parah, and they'd be together with people. And so he's going to explain that there's within that process of being with people, of attaining certain humility and certain connectedness, that's going to allow for an ability to get to a place of cleansing as well. So we're going in that direction, but what he's described here so far is that within Aim, the midah of Aim, of mother, of going back to kind of origins, and also the Aim is a higher realm of the of a place that is kind of off, you know, away from any of these outside external influences. So, you know, it's hard, like in today's day and age where we're so impacted in what we see and what we think, that it seems to be not a safe place of where our minds are not necessarily, you know, we go into that place, it's like, you know, we're polluted with so many crazy ideas and you know, things that are occupying our minds, right? So here, though, he's saying that we can get to a place of aim that's removed from all these things that allows us to kind of turn the corner to be able to return. Okay, so now, v'yadua, continuing on in the footnote here, v'yadua, or the side note, v'yadua de Hashem ha-me'ira b'sfirat bina, hi eheke. So the name that's associated with the sphere of bina is that shame of eheya will be, because she'kosin Hashem eheya b'miloi. So when we write it out, aleph, hey, yud, hey, ola kemisbar kana, kuf nun aleph, shu b'gematria, mikvah. And that comes out to the same thing as a mikvah. V'lachein kasa maran harizal, dekodim shi'itbol. So if a person is going to go to the mikvah, they should have in mind, yichavin ki ha-mikvah hu sod shem eheke, dehahin ha'ole b'gematria kufnan alfa, right, 151. Ayin shalom. Because zek hasav gam biyosha divrei emes behetiko es kavanas hamikva miran habal shem tov diyesh lekavno based tefila b'mikva shemikaveh b'gematria kufnan alfa ayin shalom kol kavanas. Okay, so there's like all this like meditation that you can do around this idea. But the idea of perhaps being able to, like, the idea of going to a place of like being in a place that's, like being, right? Hashem says, I will be. So maybe in that shame of Eka is that you're going into a place of the mikvah that there is, again, like a cleansing that can be attained. So you're physically going in, you're going back into that womb. Arya Kaplan has a beautiful description of this in his, he has a book on mikvah, where he talks about, like, how does the power of a mikvah? It's like you're going into a place where you're completely surrounded, and you're like, it's as if you're going into the womb, and then you're coming out as a new thing, but you're like, it's so, but also, like, just like physically going through a water process gives us a certain cleansing, so that it should, just the same way you're doing it physically, we should have that mental clarity once we come out. Okay. But now going back to this, we're talking within the idea of aim. So Parah has this element of aim to it, which is going to give us this power of tshuva. Okay, so going back to Kuf Ayin here, just in the middle here, just this quick thing. So Makor B'Shorash Koach HaTshuva. So the idea of the Parah, the aim, is that Bina. Bina is the aspect that gives us, that's really where we, that's our source of being able to tap into tshuva, the power of tshuva. The Kamosha Kasav, the Levavo Yavin Vishav. So this idea of Kishem Magin, when we get to Lasir's Bina, Nachzin Bimakor Vishorish Kocha Tshuva, we get to the power of Tshuva, like it says, Gedola Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKavod. Okay. So, but this idea is, turning over the page, Vasir's Bina Nikres Olam Akisei Vlachin Haisa Shorish Inyan Taharas Hapara Gamke Vasir's Bina. So we're getting to access, we're accessing the power of Tshuva. So now look at Koach HaTshuva B'Bina. So look at the side note, hey. So the Sfiras Bina Nikres Mi. So this is unbelievable. So now, we said Sfiras Bina is Mi, the Gematria of Nun, which is the 50 gates of Bina. Vishamati Mi Divrei Kavod Admor Harav HaKadosh, the Rimanover, Perish Pashut, Amash Amru HaMekubalim. So very simple idea. Mi Nikra Olam HaTshuva. Mi, Mem Yud, who is called the world of Tshuva. Ki yesh l'shol al habal Tshuva mihu. Because when you meet a Baal Tshuva, you say, who is this guy? Ki tekef nefach lish acher v'kekatan shenolad. So the yesod of Tshuva is that a person can become a mihu. Who is this guy? He's a new person. So the power of Tshuva is that we have the ability to literally become something new. Ubiyosha divrei emes kasav tshuva hu b'bina, and that tshuva is in the realm of bina. Ki ikar hatshuva hu hit orus havana b'lev ha'adam shemevin gedulas habaris baruch shmo. Because the when you talk about tshuva, it comes from the ability for us to understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that in turn it leads us to v'yesh lo hachna gedola b'zechor shehu ba. So like the guy is going through a process of Bina. What does it mean? Like I have all of a sudden a clarity of understanding of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I am such a lowlife, and I'm not to be a negative, but I'm so small and more positive, right? Right? When I recognize this, I say, I, you know, that right. So now I have this ability to like make that shift by going through this process. And that's this idea of Bina, an understanding that leads to tshuva. Okay, so that's, and that gets us to the Kisei HaKavod. V'lachein, back to the middle text here, V'lachein ha'isa shorash inyan taras ha'para gam kein b'sfiros bina. And so that's why the para helps us getting the whole process here of the para is based in the sphere of bina. Okay, now, look at side note Zion here. Para duma ba'olam ha'tshuva. Ha'para mira meses al olam ha'bina olam ha'tshuva ema ila. So again, the para is symbolic of the idea of bina, the world of tshuva, of aim or ila, the upper aim. K'mar shekazim ran harizal, sha'para tzricha lios aduma, ki nimshecha mehabina shi aduma. So bina, I guess bina is associated with red. Okay. V'lachein adama gematria nun. So now, kihem nun, okay, so adama is, okay, take out the vav here, and you get yourself 50, which is again equal to the 50 shari bina. Shehem dinin midari mina, but amnam behiyosem befanim hem tamima. So now, when they're, I guess, within their tamim, asher ein vamum, akeshe yosin ala klipa, az nigla shorosh zumatam behadinim. So the inner side is pure. The outer side, when it comes into contact with the klipa, that's where you have issues of the negativity. Now listen to this thing. Bataras Yeshua, he says like this. Kasav, the tevas para ole mispar gan eden gehenim. Okay, gan eden together with gehenim. Now this is not inside, but I'm going to tell you a little thing I heard a while ago. Para aduma, para, P-A-R-A, is the word paradox, perhaps comes from para. A paradox, I looked it up, I wrote it down, is a logically self-contradictory statement. Okay? Logically self-contradictory statement. The whole process of para aduma...
Yeah, but it's a Latin word.
Okay, but it's what is it? What is it? But okay, possibly, but it could come from
two inherently contradictory states.
Good, but that Latin word, from what someone explained, is that it's.
I think it's Latin. We'll have to look up.
You'll look up the derivations, but no problem. But here we go. So here, the idea of paraduma is mitaher tahor, like they're going back. So. Here he's saying it's gan eden gehenim, which again is contradictory, right? They're self-contradictory ideas. So he says over here, ki parshas para besoda tshuva, va'aydei tshuva me'ava zedonos nasan kizichrias. So in the idea of tshuva, when it's done from love, you actually can take that which was so negative and dark and not only make it neutral, but take it to the other side of being a zchus, to being a positive. Umin Gehenim Nase Gan Eden. From the place of Gehenim, of the darkest place, you can actually go to the greatest place of Gan Eden. Akei Mitzir of Gan Eden, Gehenim Ba'ole Para. So in the word Para, the Gematria equals Gan Eden and Gehenim, which means that in it is the idea of paradox. They can go from this place, these two places of opposites in the same thing. Okay? So I thought that's pretty cool. Now.
I did look it up, Jonathan. Yes. It's actually great. It's Greek, okay. Meaning at or to one side, besides, side by side.
Which
or it could be used as beyond or past or by.
Okay. So. Take it as it is, okay? But here he's saying that within para itself, coming from the Alteris Yeshua, he's saying that the idea, the concept of going from one extreme to the other within the same thing. I mean, this week's parsha. Okay, think about how crazy this is. If Nadav and Avihu are killed because they did whatever they did, so one of the things they said is that they went and drunk, right? They were drinking wine. So what do? When I want to sanctify things, what do I use? I use wine. Does that make any sense? If here these guys, the whole fall down was on wine. So now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take wine. It's like, what? I would just do the opposite, which is kind of like the Nazir thing. You know, I'm going to say, like, I'm going to be mafresh from wine. But Elamai, we do the opposite. We say, no, we're going to go and we're going to create Havdalah and Kiddush with wine. So again, it's just, you know, that could be another potential paradox. But if the truth is, within these things,
why do I need that if para is the ultimate hope, which is inherently the most paradoxical of all the laws, right? All the things we have. I don't even need the etymology of the word. It's in the mitzvah itself.
Correct. No, that's exactly no. So, but it's very possible, like when you have these types of things, that you have those words, like Rav Moshe Shapiro used to do this a lot, where he'd take a Hebrew word, and in the word itself, you have literally contradictory understandings in the word. So like meaning that the idea of paradox here, para is exactly this idea of paradox. Okay, fine. So now let's go on. So, but again, the point being is that within this, the idea of tshuva, right, is really, in a sense, the theme of para, right? Para is the idea that we can go get dirty, in a sense, and then cleanse and go from, and in the same, go from one extreme to the other within the same type of context. Okay, now, he says like this, Ubizmanenu, in our times, back in the middle here, on Kufayin Gimel, Bizmanenu Eila, She'en lanu efer haparo. Today, when we don't have the para, mikaimen v'neshama parim sfaseinu, we're able to at least fulfill it through our verbalization. V'netaren aide kriyas haparsha. We are able to become tara through reading this parsha. Va'anu mispalin lefan of yisparach be'es kriyas haparsha. And we daven to Hashem during this time. Shigam alenu yizrok Hashem yisparach mayim taharim v'nizke letahara v'tshuva shlema. We're davening to Hashem that we should be cleansed at this time. So we're davening that we should be able to be zoche, to get to that place of having attaining a tahara, tshuva, all that stuff that we didn't have access to now. Now look at this. Look at the side.
Jonathan, where is that idea that merely saying the words is the same as, will achieve the same effect as the action? I know we have it.
So we have it. So we bring it down. It's a Gemara by quoting this pasuk in Hosea, but it's a Gemara that talks about the idea of davening neshama parm svasenu, also karbanos. You say the karbanos that you know this concept. It's brought down.
Ke'ilu. I mean it's. Not exactly, but it's ke'ilu.
Right. So the idea is that it has it gives us the ability to access those powers, right? So let's look at side note. Look side note ches here. Achiv l'shma parashas par. Because he goes into this a little bit about this idea. It's very interesting. He actually spells it out for you, David. Okay, because he's going to tell you there is a havamina. Now, which of the four parashas, there's one that everybody hands down says is a daraisa parashas Zachar. Coming from the issue of, you have to remember what Amalek did. Okay, fine. There is Tosos that says that there are some that say that Parshas Parah also is a Daraisa. Chodesh and Shkalim Darabanans, 50-50, whether about Parah is Daraisa Darabanan. So let's see here. So he says here, the chi of l'shma parshas para ayedei kriyas haparsha nechshav kilu mekayimin mitzvas asiyas hapara. Okay, by reading it, it's as if we did it. V'kasav hashla kadosh delachein tzarech liyos ozne kol ha'am el hashliach tzibor bikros haparsha mispar misaper Torah sheyishmu mipif. Right, so we have this idea that we need to be listening intently to the one who's reading us. Ubitosus perak hayakore in brachos kasu de parshas zachar the parshas para or daraisa. Tosus says in brachos that para is also daraisa. The marshal zal kasu the sefer chachma shlomo de tosu. So the marshal says that's a mistake. Machak parshas para, he takes it out. Okay. Yeah, mashi yeah. Mim komakom ha'arba parshas al kolpanim al kulam chal hachiyam in drabanan lishma kriyasa matara. Okay, so he says, okay, either way, everybody agrees that midrabanan, This is for sure. Everybody says there's an obligation midrabanan. Fine. Okay. The chamir yoter mikriyas parsha shall kol hashana shechiyuvan gam kein betzibor. It's interesting. You didn't think about this, but the obligation of these four is a little bit greater than the regular Torah reading. Okay. Avo be'lo achiv muta al kol yisrael v'shamam ad kan devar hashlach kodesh. Okay, fine. That was all the shlach. The Avodas Yisrael says, maybe the raya l'das ha'omim sheparshas par midoraisa. So now, according to those who say, like this Tosus, that it's a deraisa, where does it come from? What's the basis of that? He says it comes from the Pasuk HaTorah, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Le'mor. Now, how does that? Zos Chukas HaTorah, this is the Chuk of the Torah, Asher Tziva Hashem, which God commanded, Lemor, saying. So meaning what? Even if we're in the time when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and we can't do the parah properly, meaning the idea of the Neshama Parah Svasenu, David, is from the fact that it says, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. The Lemor says, say it. And that the saying is actually a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that's very interesting, right? So that would be the Lemor, that extra Lemor is telling you the saying is commensurate with doing it. So Nitaran Ide Kriyas HaParsha, because of Ode, so the Avodas Yisrael continues, the Bizman Chain Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Devar Svasenu L'Rotzen L'Fnei Adon Kol. So our what we verbalize in front of Hashem, kilu kima kiyamnu v'hikravnu ha-karbanos. So that they say that this you know, when we say it, it's as if we did the karbanos. Gama para, ba'azos shlishi v'shvi, right? The idea of the sprinkling was on the third and the seventh days. V'al dei kriyasa, so by reading it, akol panim, nitar tahara ruchnias l'chabot ha-regel ha-ba'aleinu. We're getting a spiritual cleansing to get us ready for the upcoming holiday. V'zeh ha-remez, Yisav ha-pasuk, Zos chukas ha-torah she-tziv Hashem, quote-unquote, le-mor, saying, da-haynu, she-ha b'zman, she-dai be-amira levad kasher ein beis ha-megdash kaim, that there would be enough just to say it. V'kach kosev ha-opoe v'yisrob, she-b'zman she-beis ha-megdash haya kayem haya lanu efer para le-tayar osanu, v'yata b'avano senu rabim she-ein lanu efer para anu mitarnes atzmo, Behatorah. So now this is beautiful. So now the shift is the idea of Torah having the ability to give us the Hara. So originally he said that what? It was just the mikvah. Here the Oiv Yisrael says, you know what? Torah. Right? Ubebeis Aaron Kasav, Beshabbos Parshas Para Amar, Shitzorch Lahamin Shekeshem, Shinitarim Be'efer HaPara Mamish Ba'akrovos HaPesach. Mamish Kemochin Nitarim Bizman Azeb Bekrias Parshas Para Kol Echabechem Laharas Apesa Kol Echabechem Lefi Bechinasu Bekedusha. So he's saying is the reading of it is bringing us the Tahara. Now here, look at the Sfas Emes. The Sfas.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
I mean, normally we don't dashen like we wouldn't read it like that. We'd read it comma saying. Right?
Yes.
He doesn't want to read it without the comma. Okay. Normally we'd say...
No, I understand. But what's interesting is what the Avodas Yisrael, they're really working hard, is where did Tosos get that? Tosos is saying, straight up, that this is a Doraisa, right?
Yeah, no, I know. But the only way you can get to a Doraisa is you take out comma, which you normally have, so that the saying goes back on the idea of mentioning or reading the...
Yes.
We don't really have that anywhere else.
Again, right. Again, it's a unique thing, but I would have to do a little bit more research into where Tosus, like if other people have opinions as to Tosus derivation of the Dorais of Rechukas. Okay? So now, let's go to Sfas Emes here. The Sfas Emes Kasav, Kavu Chazal, the Kros Parshas Para Kodem Nisan. The Chazal set it up that we should read Para before Nisan. Ki that just like we said, that what when it comes to Nisan, we have this tremendous renewal for the Jewish people. Kimochin, Yored Mikodem, that what also comes down before that is a Tahara L'Nafshas B'nai Yisrael. So the same thing, like this idea, what's embedded into the time of the year of Nisan as being this incredible renewal time, the spring, the renewal, and the power of the spiritual renewal that's occurring in Chodesh Nisan. So too, before the month starts, we also get access to this incredible Tahara. So just like what in the olden days they would get themselves prepared and they would get Tahara before the Karban Pesach. So therefore, Mesugalim Hayamim Ba'asvim Limsa Ruach Tahara. So too, there's a spiritual energy at this time right now that's commensurate for a spiritual Tahara. Uveparsha zo shel din Taharas meis. And this parsha that has the idea of being made tahor from Tumas Meis, ham yagim ba yichol navo latara. Right? So those who are right, able to get access to this tahara, as it says, v'zarak yalechem mayim taharim, u'miachar shebenisan atidin legal. So the idea that in the future will be ultimately get our geula during the Chodesh Nisan, Memela Bevadai Mikodem, Hagula Yitena Shem's Baruch Ruach Tahara, Belivos B'nai Yisrael. So too, we'll have this idea that before Hashem will actually send a spiritual Tahara into the hearts of Klal Yisrael. Lachain, Misugalim Eile Hayamim, Shehaya Bahem HaTahara, Vishiye Bahem HaTahara, Limso Bahem Gam Atalev Tahor. So there's this very a powerful energy within this time that's embedded in this time that gives us access to the power of Tahara, which is this time of year. And that's why we're reading Parshas Parah, right? So, you know, so you have three things here, right? So we have either the reading of it, just straight up. You have the power of Torah, the Torah itself has the ability to cleanse, or the time itself. As the Sfasemis is saying, that has there's something about this time of year that just like then when they were involved in it in a physical way, they were involved in the Parah Aduma activity that gave them Tahara from Tumas Meis, but into the time itself was imbued or embedded. You have this power of Tahara that is coming through as well. So you have all three. Okay, So now in the middle here in Kufayin Dalet, Vihine Minag Yisrael Torah. And so we have this idea that the Minag of Yisrael is very powerful. Now mit asvin b'nei Yisrael etzal rabam lishma divrei Torah. So there was a Minag to go to the Rebbe, to go to the Tzaddik. Misham shetumas amalek garma pirud v'bitul ha'achdus. Because also one of the things that, so there are two things that are going on here. He's going to say this idea of going to the Tzaddik. And number two is to become together. We need to get together, which is, by the way, very interesting. Again, this idea of why all of a sudden, by Purim, do you have this idea of matanos tavyom and really giving, you know, shalach manos, right? So the idea of bringing together, bringing us to connect, help us connect to each other, right? So because he says that the Amalek created a pirud, Thomas Amalek garmat pirud v'bitol ha'achdus, it created separation. And fragmentation within Klal Yisrael, and therefore lechem b'Shabbos zo she'oskin l'tahar mitumas amalek. So if we're involved in cleansing ourselves from the tumah of amalek, one of the things we need to do srichin biyoter lasuk bi'avas chaverim v'hitbatlus me'echad l'sheni. We need to be involved in our interpersonal care for others, right? Hitbathus me echa l'sheni, and to like, you know, the again of negating ourselves to our friends, meaning like, you know, take their concern of our friends over our own. V'zehu hatahara hamula l'sharish nishmas Yisrael. And this is really the greatest way to be mitahar our nishmas Yisrael. Like it says, mikva Yisrael Hashem, shekar asher b'nei Yisrael mit asvim misva'adim b'yachan. When we become together, Asifaton Zohi Tarasan, that when we come together, that is our ability to access Tahara. Vinit Kayim Litahara Tameim Be Omer Kadosh. Haydei Amiras Divrei Kedusha Mipiha Rav La Tamidin Hamit Asmi Love. So that at the time of when we have this I guess the Rav is giving over to his students, his disciples that are coming together, the very Kedusha, it all happens, the togetherness and the Divrei Kedusha that's coming from the Rav. Vayidei ha-tahara b'Shabbos zeh, and so through this tahara that we accomplish on this Shabbos, we're megiyan l'tikud os he'ilah shebashem. And that we're now mitakin that upper hey, shemizeh nimshach tikud os yud, and that will lead us to the tikun os yud shebashem ayidei hiskachos ha'avodah b'Shabbos haba parshas ha'chodesh. So that this will lead us into the ability to then take it to the next level of finalizing the tikkun of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei of next week when we come to the upper Yud of HaChodesh. Okay, fine. Let's go back here. Wanted to see... side note. Here. If you go back to Kuf Ayin Dal on the bottom, those Yud. Pu'ulas Amolek, the Vatel Avas Kaveirim. Okay, so here it's very. I think this is really clutch here. Okay, so now Pulas Amalek Levatal Avas Chaverim. Yadua Mipi Sofrim Mipi Svarim. We know from the Svarim the Ha'ikar Hu Sheyachdus Yisrael. We know that one of the most important things is to have unity within Klal Yisrael. Vuhu Regel Echad Shekol HaTorah Kula Nismachalav. And this is really what everything the Torah is based on, this principle. Ki Yadua Mi Gemara Gabe Hillel. Imoso Hager, Ayin Sham, right? We know that the guy came to Hillel and asked him what is the, he wanted to convert and whatever it was. But the idea he told him is that it's V'ahavta Recha Kamacha Zeklal Gadol Torah, is like everything. Or what you don't want to do to others, don't do, what you don't want done to yourself, don't do to others. A Pasuk Male Hugam Chalila Kishay Yisrael Ovdei Avodah Zarah Im Yesh Shalom Beinehem. So we also know that even if Klal Yisrael is off the path, but there's still unity. As I ain't shum satan yacholahem, they're then protected because of the achdus. Kedach siv the chabor atzavim Ephraim hanachlo begam hamtakas hadinim taluyim bezeh. So this idea of unity is so essential. The beer the maor v'shemesh the pulas amalek haisa levatel achdus. So the maor v'shemesh, he explains that one of the things that Amalek did was they wanted to break up our unity. So it says that they came about. Rashi explains there that also they made it cold from the Lashon Kar. Shehu Lashon Kriros. Mashal Ambati Rotechas, right? Rashi gives that famous mashal of where it's like a really hot bath and that Amalek jumped in to cool it off. V'l'dvarenu hanal hainu lashon kiriros shchivat ha'esh avatam v'kirosa. What this idea, the analogy of the heat is really the idea that there was like a passion of love, and they came to cool it off, meaning that they tried to break us up. Shoyim matchila b'chamimos v'dlavos le'ahov zetzah. We had this real intense love amongst ourselves. And Amalek came, Hevim Lidei Kriros, Vitzinin et Havatam, Milehov Echad et Chavero. Va'ideza ma, va'ide ma, Hekriram. Ha'idei Hidnasus Vigaiva. So it's interesting. How did they do this? How exactly did Amalek accomplish this cooling off? So he explains is that Ha'idei ma, that they became full of themselves. So that Amalek is Gematria Ram. It also equals, right, Ram, which means Hulashon Hitnasus Vigavas Vigaiva. It means that it can be coming full of oneself. When do people get along? When they don't take themselves so seriously. I'm translating it freely here. I'm not getting... But the idea is that we don't have to like be mavazi yourself, but like, you can't take yourself so seriously. When people take themselves too seriously and they get full of themselves, you can't. There's no room for other people in your life. When a person sees, you know, sees himself as incomplete, when a person looks at and sees the other guy as being righteous, when you see the positive in the other person, you become connected. So right, when a person is looking at the other guy in a negative light, it all falls apart. So now listen to this. He has very interesting, this is, I guess, is the Maor v'Shemesh. Very interesting idea of, you know, we have Moshe. Amalek comes and attacks. So Moshe then sends Yehoshua to fight. Moshe goes up and he puts his hands up. And when they looked and they saw his hands up, Klal Yisrael was successful. And when they looked and when they didn't see it, his hands came down, so they asked the question. So here, B'zeh Yuvan HaGemara, Al Pasuk, V'haya Kasha Yarim Moshe Es Yado V'Gavar Yisrael, V'chi Yadav Shem Moshe Osas Melchama O Shovros Melchama, were Moshe's hands doing any type of battle? Ela Kozman Shehay Yisrael Mistaklin Klapei Malo Mishtabdin Es Libam Lavi Yom Shem Shemayim Hayu Miskavrim. So it says that when they looked up and they saw those hands raised up, they had their focus properly on Hashem. And therefore, at that point, they were able to be gover on Amalek. But he explains here, also very, it's interesting, very creative. Elaha inyanhu sheyadua shemadregaso shemoshe ben labasham hayamidas anava. So when they were looking at Moshe's hands, what were they seeing? So he says the hands of Moshe, who was Moshe? Moshe was about the person who was in most anav. Shei anav v'shafel mikol adam asher al pnei adam. He was the most humble. Everybody else was bigger than he was in his own eyes. So what he explains here is that what happened here is that when they were looking at Moshe's hands, what was happening is they became humble in the sense that they no longer saw themselves as the thing, rather they saw their friends as you know, greater, and therefore what in essence was created by them tapping into the power of Moshe's anivos was their ability also to be able to be connected properly with their friends. But so Klal Yisrael, by the midah of anava of Moshe's hands, they're able to get into that, and then it brought them all together. The hand represents Moshe's power. So that Klal Yisrael, when they were tapped into Moshe, what they were getting was that power of anava. So that in turn they were able to see the positives in their friend. In turn it led them to have this incredible love for their fellow man. So they were able to now overtake Amalek, who is the opposite of this, their gematria of Ram Shahya Mevian Lide Gaiva the godless the Gavar Yisrael. And so therefore, the Az Miram is Hagamar Al calls Man Shahayu. So he's saying instead of thinking about God, they were thinking about how great their friends are. So therefore he says, on this Shabbos of Parshas Parah, she'oskim b'taro mihara hanidbak aydeim l'chamas amalek, as I hasma miyucha l'sharesh acher hamas amalek levatel kol sug pir begadlus ben chaverim. So that's what this goes. That so this idea is that on this Shabbos we're supposed to really like if Amalek's the force of Amalek creates this breakdown in and fragmentation within Klal Yisrael. Which stems really, he's saying, it starts with us and how we look at ourselves and understand ourselves klape vis-a-vis our friends. So therefore, if we're able to tap into Moshe's power, Yidei Moshe, which is anava, it brings us to Achdus. It brings us to Achdus. And that's part of what's going on here. So I'm going to stop there on that footnote. Let's go back to this, just because we got to finish here. So back to Kuf Ayin Zayin. So gam haita asiyas v'sreifas hapar harishona mivindvar bezman hazeh. So the first burning of the paraduma was at this time. Samach rosh chodesh nisan. Bechdei lahazot et yisrael be'efer hachatas miyad acher hakamas ha-mishkan shehukam rosh chodesh nisan. V'hazos efer hapar mitar es ha'adam mitumaso me'avonoso. So that first para happened right next to rosh chodesh nisan. In order to get the tahara right through this process, okay, v'teke v'shabas haba achar tahara shivas yamim zman hazaz shlishi v'shvi karin parshas achodesh. So right after the tahara, you read parshas achodesh. So it's hachana the Rabba Lekayim Amitzah Shel Chodesh Nisan Hakrovas Pesach HaPesach B'Tahara. So it's all leading us up to getting ready for Pesach. Lachin, Bein Shtei Parashios Par V'Chodesh Shehem Os Hei Ilav V'Os Yud Shehem Hashem Havoy Baruch Hu Ein Yechol Mahafzik B'Shabbos Havsaka. There's no, that's right, we took a break last Shabbos so that we would have Para back to back with Achodesh. Ki Heim HaShaychem Zelizah, because they're connected. V'Ein Nirmazim B'Os Yud Yud Kei. They have to be together. Hanikran train Ryan the Lomit Parshin Shain Bahem Shum Pirud. The Chachma and Bina need to be connected. So this whole idea of Para coming together with HaKodesh is to go towards this. So we're like if we went from the lower realms of the lower Hay of Shkolim and the Vav of Parsha Sachar, now we're entering into a new realm of the upper Hay and the Yud, which is Parah and Achodesh, so Tahara, and then from that Tahara we can get to the upper Yud, which is already like up there. And so, you know, just because we're stopping here, because the rest of it gets into this very esoteric stuff, which leave it for another time. But so what we're saying now is that through, whether you say it's Daraisa, Darabanan, the Avoda of Parshas Parah is that of Tahara. And that of also, and when we say Tahara, it's cleansing ourselves from all the negativity that Amalek represents. No matter how, you know, high level you are, when you come across Amalek, those who you come across that are negative, you're going to walk away with some impact that needs to be addressed. And so as we go now forward into the Pesach Zman, so we need to get to this Tahara, either by reading it, the Torah aspect of it, the anava, the you know, so all the different elements that are going into here, we're also with the idea of bringing together Klai Yisrael through Achdus, of going to I kind of skipped over this, but he also talks about going to the Rebbe, that brings us also to a midah of anava that we can attain when we're in the presence of someone great. And so, you know, I guess, you know, this idea of Misas Tzadikim or Mischaper, like we see that when we lose a great person, an incredible gadol like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that there's a kapara that comes along with that. When you key in on the godless of that person, it should also bring to a certain anava for ourselves, meaning he was a walking Torah. I mean, his mamish, like, he knew everything. He was like so incredible in terms of his Messiah's nefesh, I think. But besides the fact that he was like knew everything in depth, they said, like I heard Rav Asher Weiss, he said, you have to understand, it's not like he knew everything, but he knew it with tremendous depth. So if you learn his Svarim, you understand his it's like it's wide and deep. But so when you lose someone like that, that's so unbelievable. But his fact that he sacrificed his time to give to Klai Yisrael, to be the address for people who are suffering to go to when they were broken, and always made himself available while he was in good health. When you lose someone like that, it's tremendously, you know, like we feel like a tremendous loss and an emptiness. But I think that can bring us to a certain anava, like we're talking about. And then we can look at others, like he's saying here, look at our fellow man. So look at the godless of that, of our fellow man, to bring us to that achdus, and to also to realize that this is what the person can become. Is an amazing thing that a human being has that ability to become so great that should be it should motivate us to do more in our own life. Like the Rebbe used to say, okay, it's nice, I'm very happy you're doing X, Y, and Z. What else? What more can you do? So we always have to, not in a negative way, but to always push ourselves to be more, and that we can do more. That's the incredible thing, that if we have that in our minds to be able to do more, we will, and then just continuously, constantly push ourselves to grow and to become greater in our Avodas Hashem, and in how we hear, like he's saying, how we treat our fellow man to bring Achdus Yisrael. If we have that, then God willing, we'll be able to see tremendous Yeshuos and Geulos and Geula Shlema that's supposed to come at this time of year. So tap into this incredible power of Tahara that's embedded in this time period, and then hopefully we'll have a tremendous celebration when we come to Chag HaPesach.
Great. Do those three Sfirot, Jonathan, have to do with birth?